Happy New Year from your friends and DJs at WONY, W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM, Oneonta. Thank you for a great year of listening and keeping it locked. Is it
Do you know how important the oceans actually are? The ocean produces over half of the world's oxygen and absorbs 50 times more carbon dioxide than our atmosphere. The ocean transports heat from the equator to the poles, regulating our climate and weather patterns. Not only does the ocean provide seafood, it also contains ingredients from everyday foods such as peanut butter and soy milk. Many medicinal products come from the ocean, including ingredients that help fight cancer, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, and heart disease. So when people say, "Why should I care about the ocean?" this is why. This is what Oceana fights for, protecting the oceans at any cost necessary. Oceana has already protected 4 million square miles of the oceans, and we don't plan to stop now. Do your part. Become an Oceana member today and help protect one of the things we need the most. Oceana. Save the oceans. Feed the world.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, December 1st, join the Activities Council for Seasonal Arts and Crafts. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge of Hunt Union. On Tuesday, December 2nd, join the Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, December 3rd, join the Student Advisory Council of the Business Department for hot chocolate, snacks, and meet Tiny the Therapy Dog from 12 to 3 p.m. in Alumni Hall on the first floor. Also happening Wednesday, join the Interfaith Council for their end-of-semester party, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Leather Stocking Room. Join Jewelry Making Club for their holiday party, happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, the Health and Wellness Center is hosting an on-campus vaccine clinic from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Hunt Union Catskill Room. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their wrap party, happening from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the Craven Lounge in Morris Hall. Thursday is the opening day of Terps. Make sure to check them out from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. Find tickets online or at the box office. On Friday, join the SUNY Oneonta Activities Council for Frequent Flyer Bingo. Check them out 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the living room of Hunt Union. Saturday is Holiday Craft Fair. Come by the Hunt Union Ballroom and find gifts for your loved ones from local and regional crafters. This will be happening from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom on Saturday, December 6th. On Sunday, join WONY for our general body meeting, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. On Sunday, swing by Foothills at 4 p.m. to hear your favorite bands from SUNY Oneonta's Rock Ensemble perform. It'll be $5 at the door. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep warm, everyone, and have
Result.
Lucas's Lit Tunes.
Hey guys, welcome back, and it's holidays, and I'm really excited, and it's finals week, and I'm crashing out, but it's okay. I have a guest with me today, and I'm really excited that she's here. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah. So, guess who is with me today? Alyssa.
Hi.
Alyssa's with me. Wait, Alyssa, speak.
Hi.
Wait, speak again.
I'm speaking.
I don't know what mic you're on.
I'm on number two.
Okay, so I had number three on.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Guys, this is so funny. Yeah, so we back for our last show.
Are you kind of sad?
I am kind of sad, yeah. Now, it's not my last show forever because, like, you know, I'm still going to be here.
Obviously.
But it's my last show of the semester, mm-hmm. and we had a really successful semester. This is my first semester as programming director.
So boom. Boom, whatever the case.
Yes, and I feel like I did pretty good.
I would agree.
Yeah, I feel like I did decent. And I'll be the programming director next semester as well, so...
This is so exciting.
It is really exciting.
It's a big day.
It's such a big day.
I broke this headphone set over here.
Oh.
Well, not like broken. I just can't get the thing on.
Everything's breaking. The CD player broke. The headphones are broken. The microphone broke.
It's finals week.
I couldn't log into the computer. Just vote.
Just vote. I don't want to be out. Just vote.
But yeah, so basically we got, I sent out a poll on my Instagram yesterday that was basically, I had three ideas of what I wanted my last show to be. I was like, the three things I haven't done, which I've done in the past, was like house music, which I love.
What's house music?
It's beats. It's got, you know, it's like remixes.
Right, obviously.
Like house music and EDM, which I love. Also, I was thinking show tunes, because I know I've been saying show tunes, but, like, I wasn't, like, sure if that was, like, what I wanted, because I was like, well, it's also the holidays, and I haven't done a holiday show yet.
Right.
So I also put that on there, and 60% of the voters voted for holiday.
You said a lot of people voted.
A lot of people voted. I think I had 70.
That's crazy.
70 votes. Yeah, I was like, dang. So thank you for voting, and you guys chose to do holiday, so here we are with a fantastic and fabulous lineup for holiday music. So I'm really excited. If you are part of Whamageddon, do you know what that is?
Yes, I hate it. I hate Whamageddon. That's my favorite song.
If you're part of it, we will be playing it, but I will be talking before we play it, so you'll be safe.
Who actually wants to participate in that, though? Let's be so honest.
I know people who are.
Why? Why?
No, I don't get it. It's literally like, what?
Why? Who started it?
I don't know who started
it. Last Christmas is such a bangarang song. Why? Why is that a thing?
No, I couldn't tell you why it's a thing. But you know what? It's okay, because we're going to play it anyway.
I'll
give you guys a warning before we play it.
You're so kind.
Yeah, I am really kind, because I understand. I understand it. Yeah, so we've got a lot of songs lined up, a lot of great songs that I like, mostly new, some old. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I'm going to start off with a classic, but it's a modernized version of it. This is Lea Michele. Do you like Lea Michele?
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Glee?
I've never seen Glee.
Okay, that's okay. I think we need to watch it together, because honestly, like, I've tried to get into it, and, like,
I think I'd be okay not watching it.
Okay. Fine. Lea Michele is, she's great. Was it funny?
It was kind of funny.
Okay. I love Lea Michele. She was in Funny Girl.
I think I know her.
Yeah, she was like one of the main characters in Funny Girl.
So true.
And this is one of my faves. This is It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Lea Michele.
Boom.
Keep it locked. You're listening to Lucas's Lit Tunes, the last show of the semester, episode number 33, holiday and Christmas.
33 episodes?
This is my 33rd scheduled episode.
How does that even work?
That's not including Radiothon, Vinylthon.
So wait, how does that work? Because there's only 15 weeks in a semester.
This is my 33rd episode total.
Like ever, like since
like
you started.
Ever since
like
I
since
started.
You started.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Congratulations.
I know, thank you.
That's really big.
It
wow.
is.
Wow.
I'm really I
What
think.
Are you going to do for like the 50th?
We're going to go crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're going to go crazy.
I'm so excited.
Yes. Here is It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Lea Michele.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you'll be of good cheer.
Getting bored.
That was Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
I love that song.
It is such a good song.
Wow, it's really
so
good.
It's so much fun.
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, where's my Whamageddon people? If you're a Whamageddon person, I would recommend... I would recommend turning off the radio for the next 5 minutes, as our next song is Last Christmas by Wham. But if you are doing Whamageddon, boo, shame, shame,
if you
shame.
Are doing Whamageddon, text me and tell me why.
Yeah, genuinely.
Let me know why.
Yeah, because...
I really want to know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why we're doing that.
I don't really get it.
It's such a good song. Well, for those of you doing Whamageddon, boo.
Boo.
Me and Alyssa are going to sit here and jam out to
I've listened to this song more times than I think I blink in a day.
Yeah.
Probably. I love this song.
Probably.
Probably.
The next four songs are more classics. So we have Last Christmas by Wham, mm-hmm. Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney,
mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley, Blue Christmas.
Oh, good one.
And Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
Don't think I know that one.
You don't? It's one of my faves. So, yeah, that's the next four songs. Whamageddon, tune out right now.
Tune out
you
right now.
You have 5 seconds and then come back in 5 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Last Christmas.
Here we go.
Wham.
Wham.
Keep it locked. Lucas's Lit Tunes, episode 33, holidays. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Now I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas. right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
With your Big Blue Christmas.
That was one of my favorites. That's Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. And that was the 1984 version. Blue Christmas, Elvis Presley. Love that song.
I thought I wouldn't know that last song, but I actually did know that song.
You did know it.
Okay. I did know it.
It is such a good song. It's so much fun. Okay. Are we ready to get cozy?
Yes.
Okay. These next four songs are some of the coziest Christmas songs I could muster.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
So I'm really excited about them. I think one of the artists that I think we can both agree on this that gives most cozy vibes is Leve.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if I just want to be cozy, I just put on Leve.
If I need to study, I put on Leve. If I'm like walking to class, I put on Leve.
Well, yes. I literally love her so much. And her holiday album.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I played a little bit of it earlier. I played Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. But this next one is, like, peak cozy.
I'm so excited. What is it? Tell me. Tell me what is it.
Winter Wonderland?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with it.
It's Pete Cozy, and these next four songs are really cozy. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. It's me and Alyssa on Lucas's Lit Tunes, and you're listening to 90.9 FM. It's LPONY. Keep it locked.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. To sing a love song while we stroll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland.
The North. Dreamers, not seems the magic slipped away. We find it all again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the wings to fly. You have everything you need if you just believe. Trains move quickly to the church. Seems that we have lost our way. We find ourselves again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the
That was Believe by Josh Groban from The Polar Express.
I love that movie. I just watched it the other night. Well,
you watched it with me.
I was going to say, watched is a strong word. I fell asleep.
That's crazy. The Polar Express is like probably top three Christmas movies for me.
No, I love it. I was just very sleepy.
Yeah, that's true.
I just fell asleep.
We were very sleepy.
I was very sleepy. Sorry.
No, like literally, like that's like top Christmas movies for me.
Really?
Yeah. What's your top?
Well, I like it because of the song Hot Chocolate. You know what I mean? I was just talking about this with my roommates the other day. I don't have, like, a top Christmas movie. Like, a movie that I can't do Christmas without. Like, I know people who are, like, Home Alone have to watch it. I could go without Home Alone. My dad loves Christmas Vacation and Christmas with the Cranks. I could do without it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Do you have any?
Well, I was gonna say I really love Christmas Vacation.
Oh. Okay. Good one. Yes, I agree. I can't do without it.
Yeah. I'll say Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
The Polar Express.
Okay, obviously.
And Elf. I think those are like top three for me.
Elf is an interesting one.
I also really like the live action Grinch.
I really love the live action Grinch.
And
I can't lie.
Speaking of, I have a song. From the live action
Tell me
Grinch.
It's you're a mean one.
It's not.
Oh. All right. Well, I love that song. It's on my playlist.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, it is not that song.
Awkward.
The next five songs, we're going to get a little sad.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I really like sad Christmas songs.
Mm.
I don't listen. Like, I'm okay, I promise.
Okay, right.
I don't listen to them, like, regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, like, if it's the holiday season and I'm in my feels, I'm listening to these next five songs.
Well, have you ever been in love during the holiday season and had, like, someone to go on Christmas dates with?
Nope.
Okay, so maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe we cracked the code.
Maybe we cracked the code, guys. We might have cracked the code.
We might have solved it. Yes.
Speaking of the Grinch, I don't know if you've seen the videos, but, like, where the kid, like, where the kids tell the Grinch to do, to sit, like, say 6, 7, and then the Grinch, it was, like,
8, 9.
Yeah, he goes 8, 9. I think the Grinch has patched
8, 9.
I think he's patched 6, 7.
I was gonna say something about the Grinch. Oh, have you seen those videos where the parents dress up as the Grinch and they storm
like,
into the house and the kids scream?
I got down a rabbit hole
of those yesterday.
Live for those videos.
I love those
videos. So funny. Oh my god, they're so funny. They're all, like, waiting for Santa to come in, and it's just the Grinch.
And it's the Grinch. And he starts, steals the, like, Christmas tree, and he steals the presents.
Yes.
And they're sobbing.
And they're all, like, sobbing
and
screaming.
It's so funny to me.
Bro, it's the best. So this song is Christmas, Why Can't I Find You?
Oh.
And the part that's, like, stabbing me in the chest is that it's the little girl singing it.
Right.
So
there was one Christmas I was really emo, and I just, like, kept singing this song. Like, I just wasn't in the Christmas spirit.
My world is serious.
I'm serious.
Walking
I'm
down
serious.
The street, like, all mysterious.
I was. No, I was.
You know what? Period.
I was young. Okay, let's not get crazy. Like, this wasn't, like, last year. Like,
yeah, okay, fair. Yes. The next five songs are a little sad, so we're going to get in our feels, mm-hmm. and then we're going to get a little more happy. But, Here's Christmas, Why Can't I Find You?
Yay.
Sung by the little girl.
The little
Cindy
girl.
Cindy Lou Who. So, yeah.
She a baddie now.
Is she?
Yeah, she a baddie. Look her up.
All right, I will.
Okay.
I will during the song.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned for Christmas music all the way up until 4 o'clock. I'm DJ Lucas.
I'm DJ L.
Yeah, and we're here until 4, Christmas music. Yeah, keep
Yay.
It locked. Yay.
Coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on, but it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
wish I had a river so long. I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
I know going through finals could feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden, and I only cried for 20 minutes.
Brought to you by SUNY Oneonta's Office of Sustainability. Did you know that everyday students like yourself at SUNY Oneonta attend the dining hall to fill up their plates with more foods than they can eat? Much of this food ends up in the trash. But you can change that. Take only what you'll eat and go back for more if you are still hungry. Grab smaller options to start to reduce having to toss the leftovers. Being mindful of your consumption reduces waste, and remember, it is always, always a